Chapter 2. The journey to the police station was accomplished in silence. After the initial demonstration of authority, the agent dropped a few paces to the rear and allowed me to walk on ahead with the plainclothes man. I was glad of this, for I had no wish to be marched through the village as though I were a pickpocket. As it was, we drew some curious glances, and I heard a jocular reference by two passers-by to the violon. French slang is very obscure. Anything less like a violin than the commissariat de police would be difficult to imagine. The only really ugly building in Saint-Gatien, it's a forbidding cube of dirty concrete with small windows like eyes. It lies some hundreds of meters away from the village round the bay, and its size is accounted for by the fact that it houses the police administration of an area of which Saint-Gatien happens to be the center. The fact that Saint-Gatien is also one of the smallest, most law-abiding, and least accessible villages in the area was evidently disregarded by the responsible authorities. The room into which I was taken was bare except for a table and some wooden benches. The plainclothes man retired importantly, leaving me with the agent, who sat down on the bench beside me. "Will this business take long?"
"It isn't permitted to speak."
I looked out of the window. Across the bay I could see the coloured sunshades of the reserve beach. There would not, I reflected, be time for a swim. I could, perhaps, have an aperitif at one of the cafes on my way back. It was all very annoying.
"Attention," said my escort suddenly.
The door opened, and an elderly man with a pen behind his ear, no cap, and an unbuttoned tunic beckoned us out. The agent with me did up his collar, smoothed out his tunic, straightened his cap, and, gripping my arm with unnecessary force, marched me down the passage to a room at the end of it. He rapped smartly on the door and opened it. Then he pushed me inside. I felt a threadbare carpet beneath my feet. Sitting facing me behind a table littered with papers was a spectacled, businesslike little man. This was the commissaire. Beside the table, wedged in a small chair with curved arms, was a very fat man in a tusser suit. Except for a clipped, mouse-coloured bristle and the rolls of fat round his neck, he was bald. The skin of his face was loose and hung down in thick folds.